Actually, he said, I think she's considering the notion very carefully, and favorably, I suspect, although she's playing that very close to her tunic at the moment. She hasn't openly committed herself one way or the other, even with Green Mountain, and he's the closest thing to a father she has. But she's been spending quite a bit of time in her chamber reading over your letters, and Merlin's sapphire eyes gleamed. She's been spending quite a bit of time looking at that painting of you we sent along, too. Oh, God, Caleb rolled his eyes. I knew I should never have let you and Regis talk me into sending her that thing. If she thinks that absolutely vacuous expression is an accurate reflection of my mental processes, she's going to run the other way as quickly as she can, probably screaming as she goes. Nonsense, Merlin said bracingly. I think it's a very good likeness, myself. Of course, I'm not a young and beautiful princess. Not anymore, at least, he added mentally. But trust me, Caleb, you're obviously not the best judge of how any female is going to react to that portrait, and it's not even particularly prettied up. Are you saying she is? Despite Caleb's light tone, Merlin knew the question was more serious than the youthful king wanted to admit, and he decided to take pity upon the young man. To be completely honest, I wouldn't say she's beautiful, Caleb. She's an extraordinarily handsome young woman, though, and I very much doubt any man could fault her figure or the way she carries herself. And if she isn't beautiful, she has something far more important than that. Character and intelligence. This is no pretty little doll you're talking about, believe me. I strongly suspect that most people forget she isn't beautiful when they spend much time in her company. And that's going to be as true when she's an old woman as it is right now. Really? Something in Merlin's voice told Caleb he was being completely candid, and the king let down his own guard accordingly. Is that really true, Merlin? You're not just trying to make me feel better about this. It's true, Caleb. In fact, from what I've seen of Charlian, she's almost certainly the best possible match you could make. Oh, I think Regis is probably right when he says there's no need for you to marry her to pull Chisholm into alliance with Karis. The truth of the matter is that neither of you has anywhere else to go. And I'm sure the logic of that will be just as compelling to Charlian and her counselors as it is to you and Regis. Where I think he's wrong is in his argument that you shouldn't hurry to commit yourself because your marital availability, let's say, is such a valuable diplomatic card. That might be true in the normal course of politics, but in this case, and completely ignoring the fact that you need to produce an heir of your own as quickly as possible, who would you marry? Hector's daughter, Iris? She'd make a formidable queen of Karis, and she's probably as smart as Charlian. But there's no way you'd be able to keep the poison out of your wine cup eventually. So what about Narmon's older daughter, Princess Marya? She's smart, too, although not as smart as Charlian or Iris, but she's also extremely attached to her father. If he winds up getting a head or so shorter, she's not going to forgive you for that. And frankly, I don't think you're going to need a dynastic marriage to keep Emerald in line after the conquest. After the conquest, Caleb repeated. I like the sound of that, even if I do suspect that everyone's showing just a little too much blithe confidence in our ability to hammer Narmon any time we feel like it. But getting back to Charlian, I'm simply saying you need to realize that this young woman has an enormous amount to offer you if you're smart enough to make her your partner, not just your wife. From the handful of things your father ever said to me about your mother, I think they probably had the sort of marriage you need to forge if she does say yes. Don't ever make the mistake of thinking of this as a simple transaction to formalize an alliance, Caleb. Listen to this woman. Despite her birth, no one handed her her throne, and from all I can see, no one expected her to keep it either. But she's still here, and the men who thought they could control her or usurp her throne aren't. She's a formidable force in her own right, even if the group of four has made the mistake of taking her and her entire kingdom far too lightly. And I think your enemies will find the two of you together will be a far more dangerous combination than both of you would be separately. That's exactly what I'm hoping for, Caleb said quietly. Well, I can't say for certain, obviously, but if I were an odds maker, I'd say the odds are good that she's going to accept. It makes so much sense in so many ways, and it does indeed answer the question of whether or not Karras and Chisholm will both be seriously committed to the alliance between them. And to squashing the sand maggot that lies between us. Caleb's voice was considerably harsher than it had been. I want that too, Merlin. I want it so badly I can taste it. More than you want Emerald? Merlin challenged in a neutral tone, and Caleb barked a laugh.